That song. Hey Pat, you got any other songs for us?
I do. You certainly know your way around that drum machine, though.
Oh yeah. I guess I should probably explain. This is me and a drum machine, and my guitar doing all that noise. It's fun. It's a fun thing. It's even better than a drummer because you know they'll never talk back to you, and they're always on time to the gig.
Isn't that right, drum machine?
Yes.
Oh, I had a sample ready to go. Yes.
The song I wrote in high school, it's called Release Me.
Drum me. Color. Black ink, dream me, make me breathe, live my life in place of me. Take me away, help me to escape.
Remember when you wrote that? Long time ago.
Oh yes.
We were you hadn't been writing it maybe at that time, but I remember we were demoing it or something in when we were vacationing in the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Yeah, that would have been like 2012. So
good times.
At least 11 years old.
2012. Them good old days. Binders full of women and whatnot. It was a simpler time. Hey, Pat, do you have ADD?
Yes.
I have ADD.
With an H in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, ADHD. So when now my entire reels on Facebook or Instagram feed is like all these people, you know, talking about your undiagnosed ADD. And I'm like, oh, totally diagnosed. But this song is kind of about living with ADD and more like the impulse control part. I was talking to my therapist about this, and she's like, oh, you're like, you said something totally random that you should not have said at a work meeting. And ADD, impulse control. So I was thinking about it a little bit more, and I wrote this song about just, you know, putting my foot in my mouth, which I feel like I'm doing right now because I'm talking too much. I'm going to stop talking. This song called Enough Said. In my mouth, I can't stop what comes out. You may be disappointed, at least I won't let you down. Have I said enough? Have I said enough? I am afraid of my mind, I can't control myself. And when these lips start moving, know that I already said enough. Already said enough. Already said enough for you. Already said enough for you. Oh. Have I said enough? Have I said enough? I am afraid of the sounds. The whispers and the shouts, they're always disenchanting, they're trying to confound. And I'm so afraid of living, I only want to survive. And when these drugs start working, I know that I already took too much. Already took too much, yeah. Is Recent History. I should say that like a million times, but I'm just going to say it five times now. Recent History, Recent History, Recent History is the name of the band. I've got some shows coming up. We're going to be playing out in East Hampton with local heroes of Boston, Kid Gulliver, coming all the way out to East Hampton to play with us. And that's going to be on Friday, this Friday, at the lovely Marigold Ballroom, which I heard it used to be like a peep show sort of place. Which I'm kind of disappointed that they renovated it. What else is going on? We're playing an 80s and 90s set over at Progression Brewery in Northampton, baby. Because I kind of moved away from the Boston area to Northampton and started this band. But Pat still lives here, right? Where do you live?
I live in Somerville, soon to be Waltham.
Moving on up to Waltham.
Uh-huh.
It's the, it's all those damn kids that the Green Line brought over here to Medford, right? In the Medford-Somerville area. You got to get away from them, right?
Yeah, and in my case, apparently evil dentist landlords. And that is not an exaggeration.
This man is an anti-dentite. All right, your turn, Pat.
All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows which way you go, straight to over. No one wants to see you inside of me, straight to over. Saw the hammer at the lock, saw you deaf and dumb and done. Give yourself another talk, this time make it sound like someone. The noise is coming out, if it's not out now, tomorrow. Your failures are, they won't know, they won't know till tomorrow. Got static in my head, the reflected sound of everything. Tried to go to where it led, but it didn't lead to anything. The noise is coming out, but if it's not out now, I know it's just about to drag tomorrow out, out, out.
That was Elliot Smith, by the way. In case it seemed a little too genius to come out of my mouth.
I think I would have been fooled any day. You're listening to Pat Fant play some of his awesome original songs and covers. I'm Glenn Fant from Recent History. I'm going to play one more for you. I think we're almost out of time. We've been Recent History here on the Town with Mikey D. This song's called Take Me Out, and it's about how, you know, like I work at home. These days, I used to be a teacher, but now I do boring corporate stuff, and so I have to sit at home all day, and when my wife comes home, I'm just like, please get me out of this house. It's also, it could be about a dog, because we have a puppy, and he likes to go out, so I take him out. So I sing it to him all the time now. And it goes,
I've been sitting at home all day waiting for you to walk through that door. And I've been staring out the window pane, wishing I could have so much more. Oh, take me out, oh, take me out tonight. So sick of living life stuck inside. To a dinner, to a movie or a show, said I don't really care, I just wanna go outside.
I'm gonna try that again.
Let's just go outside. Outside. Won't you take me out? To get you back in my life. make a living, life stuck inside. To a dinner, to a movie or a show. Say, I don't really care, I just wanna go outside.
Again, thank you. We are Recent History. I'm Glenn Fant. This is my brother, Pat Fant.
Hello.
Sorry. I introduced you again. Say thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All right. Thank you to Recent History. We will talk to them in a little bit, but in the meantime, here's some Major Moment. 91.5 WMFO. That's Fiddlehead with Sullen Boy. And I started that off with Major Moment and Toxic. And we have some recent history here.
Hi.
Hello. Oh.
Hey, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
There we are.
Oh. Hello.
All right.
Good to be in the studio. Thanks.
Okay. We have one Fant working really well, and the other one, I don't know.
Wait, which one?
No, yours is working great.
But
I'll just come over there.
Yep. Okay. Well, live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
We can put them together. We have almost like a stereo pair.
Oh, there you go. Oh, okay. That actually kind of works.
Kind of.
Yeah. All right. So, recent history. What kind of brought this project on?
So, recent history. Well, I'll grab this. Recent history is like project that I started out in, when I moved out to Western Mass from the Boston area.
Boo.
Yeah. I know. I had to. We had the perfect,
everyone did.
Perfect
everyone
situation
did.
Out there. It's gorgeous. I don't want to try and... I don't want Boston to come out to Western Mass, but it is pretty nice. The biggest problem, though, for me was leaving the music scene. Like, it was just heartbreaking to leave band. I was in the Fatal Flaw for 10 years. And, you know, we just... I hightailed it out. Anyway, so I got vaxxed, and as soon as that happened, I was like... Let's find some people to play with. So I was just jamming with anyone I could out there and put together a band and got it going. And so we've been playing a lot of shows, mostly out in Western Mass, but we'll be coming to Boston in August. We'll be at the Cantab Lounge. No, not August. It'll be September 2nd now, Cantab Lounge. So recent history, it's got a lot of... The goal is to dance and to have fun because I was, you know, stuck inside for so long. And so I'm still trying to ride that aesthetic of dance rock.
I was listening, and you were talking about how you wrote songs during the pandemic, and I'm just surprised you didn't write some songs about, you know, kids, get out of my room, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was kind of...
Go play your Xbox, yeah.
Yeah, I have a song I played tonight, and it's about that. It's called Never Alone. It's about the kids always being around, and I'm still kind of finalizing the lyrics, but... I know, one day they're going to hear this and they're going to be like, Dad, I thought it was the greatest time of your life. And I was like, you didn't see me crying like uncontrollably every day at like 10 o'clock when you were doing your Zoom classes. No, it was a beautiful, beautiful time. But actually, the other songs are I Wanna Rock songs, you know, like getting the band back together.
Yeah, yeah.
We got one on Bandcamp called What I Need, which is about needing that live music and that catharsis of playing music with people. And also just sort of like being in a crowd, watching a band sort of figure it out. Pat and I went to see, it was Death Cab for Cutie. Who was the band that opened up for them?
Charlie Bliss.
And I was thinking about this. The their bass player had... No, their guitar player had to drop off the tour. And when we saw them, it was their bass player playing guitar with a fill-in bass player on stage. And it was really kind of fun to watch them pull it off. You know, it was like a tightrope act. And you're just like, well, how's this going to go? Like, and and they did a great job. But I think about that as like the live music is like that... What could happen, you know, or live radio right now? We're hunched over one microphone.
Yes. Well, I mean, the other mic works, but it kind of sounds like you're a little far
maybe
away.
Maybe if I get closer,
you know?
Like this. Okay.
That works.
All right.
That works.
Okay.
Something.
Yeah. I mean, we can stay close if you want.
We are brothers.
That is true. That is true.
So Pat is not a member officially of Recent History because he still lives here, yay, in the Boston area.
But he's moving to Waltham.
That's right. Slowly. Bit by bit, moving on.
Yeah.
But you played bass with us before.
Yeah, I've filled in on bass for Recent History, for the Fatal Flaw as well.
That's true. Yeah, Pat's a go-to guy. If you need a hired gun on bass or guitar, he will learn your tracks. He's good to go. So Pat Fant, guitar player for the Stars,
just throwing that out there.
Well, and he's in Waltham, so he's a little closer, a little more available, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
but I did notice you did the Appleseed cast cover, and I got to tell you, I was at that show. If you took photos, I was probably in it.
Yeah, we're probably standing pretty close to each other. You know, actually, That was so fun to come back from Western Mass for that show because I saw so many people.
So did I.
Yeah, it was like, this is like a reunion. It felt like 2005 for me. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're running into old bandmates.
Yeah, like some of the Bang Camaro guys were there who I used to play with them. And
are you part of the new Bang Camaro thing?
I am not. No, okay. I harassed Brandon a little bit about it until I got the picture. They have... They have a recording crew. Hopefully I can get on stage when they play a show again. But I was like, buddy, you know I'll come out there. Because I will make plans, even though I don't have time. And so like I'd be like, later on, I would probably be driving to Bang Camaro rehearsal and just be like, oh, my God, I don't have any time in my life for this. What am I doing? But, you know, I'd still make those plans.
Well, they keep rejecting my offer to be their background singer. I don't know what it is.
I think you could do it. If I could do it, you could do it. We had some singers who could not sing at all. I'm not going to name names, but Joel knows.
I mean they had all of those lead singers. And I'm like, I just wanted to be a backup.
Just one.
You know, and they're like, no, just one backup singer. Come on.
No, it's 20 lead singers and nothing.
And they're like, no.
No, but the new songs are awesome. I did sneak into the studio. I was in town for a Foo Fighters tribute rehearsal.
Okay.
And so I was like, Bren, I know you're in the studio. I'm coming. So I went over to Blue Tone Studio and totally, you know, came in. It was great. I mean, it was just so good to see everyone. But it's also nice to know that, like, it continues on. Sort of like the Fatal Flaw. Like, they're still kicking. You know, they got new members. They're writing new music. And... it would have broken my heart to have stuff like that not happen, you know, when I'm away.
Right.
You know, Bang Camaro I could see going on, obviously. But for Fatal Flaw, it was kind of up in the air a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think so, but both, like, a couple guys in the band were like, I'm not sure if I'm going to play without you in the band. I'm like, I felt like the new guy in the band for 7 years.
No, the new guy for 7 years. Yeah. That really works. Nah. But so is recent history going to be like your main thing? What over in the West?
I think so.
Western side.
Yeah, and we'll come visit Eastern Mass as much as possible. But I'm just gonna keep it going, and you know whoever wants to play with me can play with me, and we'll make music. We've had a little bit of lineup changes, you know, already, but we're getting great reception out there, and it's an interesting scene.
But you also got that sweet flying V in there.
Thank you. Yeah,
I needed to make note of that one.
Yeah, you know the flying V. It's for our listeners, since this is an audio medium. It is a drab olive green flying V.
I know that. I think that's like the piece de resistance.
I agree. Yeah, I saw it and I was like Wayne, and Wayne was like, "It will be mine." Oh, yes, it will be mine.
Oh, yes.
But and also, it's like that was sort of, I was getting so excited about making music again after, you know, being shut out from playing in bands for a year and a half. And so,
or was it the missus saying, get out of the house?
She was excited. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, I bought that guitar and then I decided to make it like the brand of the band. And I have a bunch of guitars, but with recent history, I think I will only play that guitar for a very long time because it looks so cool. And it sounds pretty sweet too, gotta say.
Oh, yeah. It definitely does, along with that sweet drum machine.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's kind of a part of the sound that is new for me because, like, I come from more like alternative rock, punk pop background, and so this is about trying new things out. So I got this drum machine that I was playing with this guy named Mike out in Western Mass, and he had one of these little circuit things. It cost $200. It's got two synthesizers in it and a drum machine, and you can do all kinds of stuff, but it's also a little limiting, you know, like in how you can use it. Like, I guess I could do a lot more with a laptop and just bring that to a show, but there's something cool about pressing a button. It's like, now we're going to the bridge.
Doesn't that thing light up with colors and
does,
stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So you need pretty shiny things.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm kind of like playing guitar and trying to cue in the next section of the song. It can be challenging and, you know, sometimes it doesn't always go right, but it's, you know, challenges are good.
If you have other people, it's like you're less reliant on this here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the synth part isn't coming through. All right. Yeah.
That's right. We got a synth player recently. awesome guy named Rocco out in Western Mass, and so I was able to start pulling the synth parts out of my circuit box so that, you know, he could play them, and I'll just have the drum machine going.
But, there you go. Yeah. Well, hey, how can people reach y'all?
Recent History is on the Facebook, Recent History Music, you know, Facebook/Recent History Music. We're on Bandcamp. Bandcamp/Recent History Music.
There's
or whatever.
Three singles there?
Yeah, so we got three singles up. The most recent one was released on the third anniversary of George Floyd's death, as it was a reaction to his death. Yes. And we were working on this song for... It was actually a Thunder Jacket song before it was a Recent History song, so that was... Pat and I had this band here in the Boston area. And but it was like a song in search of lyrics, and when George Floyd was killed, all of that stuff just came flooding out. So I really am proud of it. And then I'm really proud of the recording too, which is, has Kelly Scott from Failure playing drums. And, he just did such an amazing job. It's just so cool to
very identifiable.
Yes.
Oh yes.
Yeah. He plays those big caveman fills, and oh, I love it. And so that's our most recent single, but we've got a whole bunch more in the can ready to come out, hopefully one every month or so. And
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
For as long as we can do it. Not much longer.
Why do you say that?
No, I just, we have three ready to go and two more ready to mix. But then after that, I got to go back into the studio and record drums and, you know, the whole thing. Okay. But yeah, so we got a lot of material, lots of content coming your way from Recent History.
Content.
And I should plug.
There's that word, there content.
And I should plug our show on Friday with Kid Gulliver, who's coming all the way out from Boston to East Hampton to play with us.
Excellent.
And,
excellent.
Yeah. Any other Boston bands want to come out to Northampton and play, I will book you. We'll play at JJ's Tavern or something cool like that. So come on down.
Excellent. Now, so what about you, Matt?
Oh, Pat?
Pat. Oh, my God.
Present Pat.
Uh-huh.
Present Pat.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, let's see. You can reach me. Actually, I think I grabbed... Yes, I am on patfant.bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little band right now. There's a pretty great Smashing Pumpkins cover on there, if I do say so myself.
Is that the one you started the...
No,
set with tonight?
This is In the Arms of Sleep.
It's okay. Beautiful. It's a beautiful rendition of the song. I can say that. And yes, it's great.
Why, thank you.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, I tried real hard at it. Our friend Chris Johnson mixed it. I love that guy.
Yes, Chris, engineer of the stars. So busy these days, he cannot do any more mixing for us, unfortunately.
Aww.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm in the process of recording and mixing a few new songs, originals, so more to come on that Bandcamp.
Excellent, excellent.
And
I didn't want to leave you out, man.
And just for spelling purposes, it's Pat Fant, F as in fantastic, A-N-T.
Yes, true.
That's my new thing.
It's four letters, but it's misspelled more than any last name I know.
Yeah, everyone's like, spell that, and I'm like, F as in fantastic. And they're like, oh, I like that. And I think I'm going to keep doing that.
I think that was my high school campaign slogan. I didn't win, but.
Aww. What are you going to do?
You tried.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I'll let you break down your nice little drum machine and Flan V. And I will fire up some Kid Gulliver.
Cool.
All right. Enjoy 91.5 WMFO.
Could win. My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO on the tone of Mikey D. That is Luxury Death Trap with Moving Circles. Before that, I had Muddy Ruckus with Long Time. And I started that off with Kid Gulliver and Kiss and Tell. Yes, that brings an end to this installment of On the Tone with Mikey D. But fear not, I will be back next week where we will have the guest Memory Lame in the studio playing and then talking and all of that stuff. It's going to be a great time. Hope you tune in. But in the meantime, I'm going to close out the show here with... I can't tell you how relieved I am that this is finally out. It's been a very, very long time, and I've been very, very patient. Oh, man. Yes. The RJ Troika, Ryan Jackson Troika, is finally out with a new record called Megalomania. I am going to play the title track from this record, and I hope you enjoy it. I'll see you next week. 91.5 WMFO.